A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord honors a father above his children, and he confirms a mother's right over her children. Those who honor their father atone for sins, and those who respect their mother are like those who lay up treasure. Those who honor their father will have joy in their own children, and when they pray, they will be heard. Those who respect their father will have long life, and those who honor their mother obey the Lord. My child, help your parents in their old age, and do not grieve them as long as they live. Even if their mind fails, be patient with them. Because you have all of your faculties, do not despise them. For kindness to your mother and father will not be forgotten, and will be credited to you against your sins. The word of the Lord.
May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us. All the days of our life. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us. All the days of our life. Happy all those who fear the Lord and walk in God's pathway. You will find what you long for, the riches of our God. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life. Your spouse shall be like a fruitful vine in the midst of your home. Your children flourish like olive plants, rejoicing at your table. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life. May the blessings of God be yours all the days of your life. May the peace and the love of God live always in your heart. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord protect us all the days of our life.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is your acceptable duty in the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, or they may lose heart. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. May the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and the fullness of his message live within you.
Alleluia,
alleluia.
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the astrologers left and returned home, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Quickly, get up, take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. Stay there as long as I tell you, for Herod has made up his mind to search out the child and to destroy him." So in the middle of the night, Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went into Egypt and stayed there until Herod's death. All of this in order to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I shall call my son." Now when Herod had died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, for those who sought the life of the child are now dead." So Joseph got up. He took the child and his mother, and he went to the land of Israel. He learned that Archelaus, Herod's son, had become king of Judea, and he was deeply afraid. And warned in a dream by an angel, he then went to the region of Galilee. He settled in the town of Nazareth. All of this to fulfill what the prophet said, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.